This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Defendants continue pleading at Constitutional Bench in the case of dissolution of House of Representatives. Attorney General Agni Prasad Kharel claims House got dissolved as government not allowed to complete five-year term. Finance Minister places no lack of budget for upcoming election. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli assures to play a facilitating role in the development of the sports sector of the country. And resistance to Monday's army takeover in Myanmar growing. Now the news in detail. Attorney General Agni Prasad Kharel has defended the government's move of dissolving the House of Representatives, claiming it to be constitutional. Presenting the precedence of the House dissolution in 2051 BS by a majority government, he argued that the incumbent government decided to go for fresh mandate after it was not allowed to fulfill its duties despite 5 years' term. Attorney General Kharel began his pleading from Monday and wrapped up his arguments yesterday. Deputy Attorney General Padam Prasad Pandey will begin his pleading on behalf of defendant from today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has assured to play a significant facilitating role rather in the development of sports sector of the country. In his address to a program, Prime Minister with sports organized by the National Sports Council at Nepal Academy yesterday, he said the government was working in a planned way to make the sports sector more dynamic. Prime Minister Oli expressed happiness over the remarkable achievements Nepal made in the 13th South Asian Games held in Kathmandu in 2019. He expressed his confidence that the Nepali athletes would continue maintaining the glory of the country through the medium of sports in coming days. He also suggested the coaches and sports officials not to adopt any discriminatory practice in selecting athletes. The Prime Minister also underlined the need of encouragement and opportunities to the players with higher performance. Prime Minister Oli also underscored the need to popularize Nepal's traditional and indigenous sports in the international arena. Prime Minister Oli believed that sports sector would get momentum soon, as it was one of the worst hit sectors by the COVID-19 pandemic. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has affixed the first cancellation mark on a postage stamp bearing the image of centenarian man of letters Satya Mohan Joshi. The president affixed the cancellation mark on the postage stamps amidst a program organized by the Philatelic and Postage Stamp Management Office at the president's office, Sheetal Nivas, yesterday. The Election Commission has discussed with Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudal about fiscal resource management for the upcoming election of the House of Representatives. Lauding the preparation of the Commission for the upcoming election, Minister Paudal pledged that there would be no lack of budget for the free, fair and credible election. In the meeting with the Finance Minister, Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia informed him about the Commission's preparation for the election. Nepal's coronavirus recovery rate now stands at 98.4%. As per the Ministry of Health and Population, out of more than 271,200 infected people, more than 266,800 have recovered from the infection. The Ministry reported 259 recoveries and 171 infection cases across the country in the past 24 hours. As per the Ministry's update, Nepal's corona-related death toll has now reached 2,030 with the confirmation of one additional death. The Hal Nepal faction of Nepal Communist Party has reached the Election Commission claiming the official recognition. The party furnished the written reply after the commission asked to put forward the claim for official recognition of the party if they wanted to authenticate the party's name. Spokesperson of the Election Commission, Rajkumar Shrestha, confirmed the registration of the claim at the Election Commission yesterday. Two border outposts have been set up along Indo-Nepal border. The posts were set up yesterday at Lathaghat of Kailali Rural Municipality 7 and Kalkunta of Tikapur Municipality 7. These posts were set up near to help control illegal and unauthorized activities via the border points. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for short break now.
Baba, हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरु बीच पठन पाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री रहेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखेबो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back after the short break. We continue with the rest of the updates. Nirmal Purja Magar has been appointed as the Goodwill Ambassador of the Nepal Mountaineering Association. Magar and his team members recently made a new world record of successfully climbing the K2, the world's second tallest mountain, in the winter season. He was appointed to represent NMA in recognition of his world record feat. He is already a Guinness record holder by successfully climbing all the 14 mountains above 8,000 meters in 7 months. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. Resistance to Monday's army takeover in Myanmar is growing, with residents of biggest city Yangon banging pots and pans and honking car horns. Medical staff in several major cities are planning strikes, while activists are calling for a campaign of civil disobedience. However, correspondents say the military appears firmly in control. Calls are growing for the release of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi, who has not been seen since her detention. Over 100 lawmakers had been confined by the military in their accommodation in the capital, Naypyidaw, but have now been told they can leave. The military took power in the early hours of Monday and declared a year-long state of emergency after accusing Aung San Suu Kyi's party of fraud over its recent election win. A Moscow court has jailed Putin critic Alexei Navalny for 3.5 years of violating the conditions of a suspended sentence. He has been in detention since returning to Russia last month. He was treated in Germany for a near fatal nerve agent attack on him in August. There have been violent scenes in Moscow. Video and social media show police beating and arresting protesters who came out to support Navalny. Thousands have rallied across Russia. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has said the weather will be cloudy throughout the country from Thursday to Saturday, with chances of precipitation in many places. Meteorologist Santi Kandel said light rainfall would take place in most of the areas of the country, while snowfall will likely occur in the high hilly and mountainous areas, as well as the westerly wind will become active from Thursday. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in hilly areas of Karnali province and Far West province, and partly cloudy in the hilly areas of the rest of the province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Chances of light snowfall at some places of the high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report: maximum temperature of 19.9 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 2.7 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines, once again. Defendants continue pleading at constitutional bench in the case of dissolution of House of Representatives. Attorney General Agni Prasad Karel claims House got dissolved as government not allowed to complete five-year term. Finance Minister places no lack of budget for upcoming election. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli assures to play a facilitating role in the development of the sports sector of the country. And resistance to Monday's army takeover in Myanmar growing. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.